It was earlier this week. I was asked if I would swap. And it was strange. Just as that request came in, I was in this psalm. And just thought, yes, that would be good. And so let's just pray. Father, we just thank you that we're in your presence this morning. And as we come around your word this morning, we just pray that, Lord, you will bless this word to our hearts, that it will encourage us and do us good in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to title the message of this morning from this lovely psalm, where it says in verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. And I pray that in our experience, in our life, that we have that goal that I will always set the Lord before me, before all things. In this wonderful psalm, we have a reminder of the joy and the true happiness and contentment we have indeed in following the Lord Jesus. This, of course, only becomes alive to us as we realize we have been born again of the Spirit of God, and that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Because it goes on to say in verse 11, you will show me the path of life. And you know, the Lord has a path for each and every one of us to follow and to grow in. And you know, each path is individual, suited and made by the Lord for you and for me. Praise God. But it is a path that brings blessing and benefits that we enjoy in living in his presence at all times. Because it says, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I want to tell you, isn't it wonderful that living daily for the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have to, as in the world, go here and there and everywhere looking for pleasure, because we have the pleasure of the Lord every day. He gives us new every day, his pleasures, his benefits towards us. But I'm sure we can all agree with these things. There are times that we find ourselves not so close to the Lord as we should be. Is that right? We are human. And you know, in our lives, circumstances can come that can take a toll on us, whether it's in health, bereavement, in many different ways that the paths of life take us. There is times when the enemy does attack us. He knows our weak points and he knows what button to press in me and in each one of us. And that's when we really need a new encounter with the Lord. You know, we can become spiritually weak through different circumstances that can come our way in life, through anxiety. Many people, more than others, are given to anxiety at times. And yet the Word of God tells us not to be anxious. And if we become over-anxious with certain things in life, it can lead us into depression and other states of the mind. And that's where the enemy will try to drag us to, if he can. In such times that do come in our lives, how can we really remedy that situation? To become close to the Lord again. The answer is found in verse 8. Praise God. I have set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I want to tell you, we need to get into that place so close to the Lord that we will not be moved by the circumstances that can come into our lives. It is when we really set the Lord before us, before all things, that we receive all the benefits that we have living in His presence. You know, any time we find ourselves drifting, and we're all human, and I've been there, and I'm sure each one of us at times have. Times you find yourselves drifting, and the Lord seems further and further away. I want to tell you, this psalm, Psalm 16, is a good starting point to get back on track. It really is, as you study it and let it come deep within you. You know, as we look around, isn't it wonderful? I love nature. I love nature programs on television. I really do. And as we look around through the Lord's wonderful creation, and even into our little back garden that we've got, you know, even walking out there and looking around, and the birds just jumping around there in the lilac tree, little blue tits and things like that, looking for the seed pod things. You know, it all, with me, it just turns my eyes up and say, Lord, you've created all things so beautiful. I remember when we were in Ripon, when I was pastoring a church in Ripon, I used to like walking down by the riverside. There was a canal and a river. And you know, walking down by that river, see things splashing around, voles scurrying to get out the way, and other things there in that river. I want to tell you, it was lovely. And as walking along there, the Lord gave me some real good sermons to take back to the people in Ripon at times. I enjoyed nature and bringing me really close to the Lord. In Psalm 19, it tells us His glory and His knowledge at all times through walking through nature, walking through the country, walking by the seaside. You know, where I originally come from in Hartlepool, I used to walk along by the sea breakers. And when it was a bit stormy, seeing the sea leaping over the sea wall, all of these things just showing the might and the power of the Lord, and by the river where it can speak to us. You know, in the Bible, I'm enjoying going through Genesis at the moment. And Isaac, he would go out into the fields. And while he was out in the fields, he would meditate and talk with the Lord, and the Lord would talk with Isaac as he was out there in the fields, in the countryside. You know, as we look to the Lord, our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he would often go up to a mountain alone, and there he would pray to his Father. And before he was making any important decisions, he would often go up early before dawn, and there he was praying with his Father. And he did this before he chose, indeed, his 12 disciples from all those that were following him. So some people do find it easier to draw close to the Lord through His creation, with all nature that surrounds us. And another is, we set the Lord before us, before each one of us, through God's revelation to each and every one of us. Because God's Word, it is God's Word that reveals that revelation, the full revelation. As we read it and study it, God speaks to us through His Word. It reveals His power. It reveals His glory, His majesty. He is the majesty on high. It reveals the endless of His knowledge before us. praise God, it reveals to us his will from to us through his word. And also we find it's the operation of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's the Holy Spirit also that brings revelation to each one of us, bringing God's word alive in our lives. And in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul brings out, it's all written. The word of God is written for our benefits and to enlarge our understanding. And David used it in many ways to stay close to the Lord. Praise God, God's word is powerful. And there's no time to go through them this morning. In Psalm 119, it's a good psalm, that one. You want to read right through it sometimes. It's really good. How it reveals the power of the word of God. Thy word have I hidden my heart, it says, that I might not sin against you. It's good to memorize the word of God, hide the word of God within you. How did Jesus overcome his temptations? It was through the word of God. It said, it is written. He quoted the word of God from Deuteronomy, indeed, to Satan, and Satan had to flee from him. He tried three times and failed when he tempted the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage this morning, praise God. Let God's word help us to draw near to him. Because he's our source of peace in this troubled world in which we live in. Every time we're listening to the news lately, this disturbance and violence, not only in this country, but around the world. But I want to tell you, the word of God is not only the source of peace, and we'll see further on, and our strength. Don't stop listening to the Lord through his word, but continue listening. And let us draw really close to him. And as we draw close to him, he draws indeed close to us. And another point is, as we look to the Lord and to set the Lord, it's through prayer. That true way conversation we have with the Lord. Having that close relationship is a two-way thing. Praise God. The Lord reveals to himself to us through not only his creation, as I've mentioned, and revelation and his word, but it's in prayer, which is the most important thing. As we learn how to pray and talk to him, we can express to him every concern that we have to him. You know, there are things we can share with the Lord that we can't share with others. We can share everything with him because he already knows. And he's there willing to help us, to give us aid and times through those troubled seasons that we can go through. Because he will guard our minds and our hearts to keep us in that pathway with him. This means you and I can go boldly to him in times of need. Is that right? He's our great high priest. And you know, he's waiting. He says, Alan, I'm waiting for you. You know something? He waits for us to come before him. Isn't that lovely? He draws us by his Holy Spirit to obtain mercy and grace and help in times of need. And you know, when David, King David, found, indeed, he was lacking in his relationship with the Lord. Things had gone wrong. There was two times recorded in David's life where he really failed the Lord and did what he should not have done. And David, indeed, found through forgiveness and confessing his sins before the Lord, full restoration. knowing the Lord's goodness and mercy towards him. Praise God. Jesus, he found prayer as a source of strength in times of trial. That's what we can read in Matthew 26, when he went through so much in the Garden of Gethsemane. I want to say, as we draw near to the Lord's throne through prayer, I want to say, let him know your deepest needs. Amen. And the Lord has promised to meet your needs according to his riches in glory. I wonder what needs I have, and I wonder what needs you have this morning, that we can come and present them before the Lord. We need to set the Lord before us through our fellowship. You know, fellowship is a great thing, isn't that right? I want to tell you, it's lovely when we can come together and share together, talk together, like Peter, Dave, our dear pastor, Chris, and every one of us. We can share one with another. Is that right? You know, it's good on Wednesdays to share on Zoom with Alan and Jenny. Is that right? And Roy and Jane. Every so often join in where we can just share in lovely fellowship together. I want to tell you, it's good. Where it's a good pick-me-up, isn't it? It really is fellowship. And then on Wednesdays, collectively together there, worship the Lord. And you had a great time at Chris's, I'm sure, on Wednesday. And Alan and Jenny and myself had a lovely time of fellowship and prayer on Zoom. I want to tell you, it is great when we can all get together and share together one with another. So fellowship is a way of building one another up. When one is feeling down, another one go alongside that person and know exactly, because they've been on that path before, so they can encourage each and every one. Praise God, the Lord is great, and he knows our own weaknesses. And we can help one another to build one another up as we do not forsake our gathering together, as the Word of God says, some do. As we draw near to the Lord together, we come through, as we've done this morning, through song, through praise and worship, prayer, and enjoying his word. It's all so important, this assembling of ourselves together in sharing these things. You know, in Revelations, we find the heavenly host around the throne of God. They were always shouting, "Worthy, oh, worthy are you, Lord." Worshipping the Lord in heaven, praise never stops. You read about those elders, they're always up and down, aren't they? Falling up and down, worshipping the Lord. So drawing near to God through, first of all, nature is a wonderful thing, which I've enjoyed. Drawing near to God daily through his word, through reading his word and studying his word, coupled with prayer, which is so important. And what we do when we can meet together in fellowship, in sharing one another, encouraging one another for the glory of God. But the word of God says, it's in your presence. There is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Yes, I have set the Lord always before me. Let it be our goal for the glory of God. Amen. Isn't God good? So daily, set your aim to glorify God. And may the Lord bless you this morning. Amen.